The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The Word of God we want to consider today is the beginning of our Gospel reading for this past Sunday. We're looking at Luke 13, verses 22 to 24, the Gospel reading for the 14th Sunday after Pentecost. Then Jesus went through the towns and villages, teaching as he made his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, are only a few people going to be saved?" He said to them, "Make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to." My dear friends in Christ, prior to our reading, Jesus had given his disciples and, well, followers, whoever would listen, some warnings, and the first part of those warnings was dealing with the coming judgment. What he did is he was telling those people about the coming judgment, and he was saying how important it was for them to be ready and waiting for when that final judgment would take place. The coming judgment would take place. Then Jesus did also refer to the trials and troubles that we believers can expect to experience in this life because we're living in a sinful world. And because the sinful world is all around us and is bound to attack us and cause us grief and trouble. Now, when Jesus told his disciples and us these warnings, his whole purpose wasn't to just scare us to death, to scare the disciples to death. Rather, his whole purpose behind his warnings was to tell them and to tell us what to expect and to help us so that as we face, well, the trials and troubles of life and as we think about the coming judgment, we know what to expect. Our reading says, "Then Jesus went through the towns and villages, teaching as he made his way to Jerusalem." The earthly ministry of our Savior was coming to an end. He was headed to Jerusalem, and now this was for the ultimate battle, for his going to the cross, for his suffering and dying there, for his paying for the sins of the world. He was resolutely set out for Jerusalem. That was his mindset. He had to do this. But as he was headed to Jerusalem, we can note that he still kept on preaching and teaching. He continued to preach God's law and gospel to the people, preaching the law to show people their sin, to show people their lost condition and that they need help, and then to preach the gospel so that they would see the help that was theirs in the promises of God and in what Jesus would end up doing for them. But Jesus didn't get so wrapped up in the fact that here he was going to suffer and die and be abandoned by God, forsaken by God, endure real hell as he paid for the sins of the world. He didn't get so wrapped up in that that he forgot about everyone else. Although if you think about his circumstance with what he was going through, that would almost have made sense. But of course, he is the God-man, right? He is the God-man. And so he, well, as our Savior, he was ready and willing and able to do what he needed to do in order to be our Savior. Well, here Jesus teaches us a valuable lesson. Like Jesus, we never want to get so wrapped up in the problems and troubles that we face in this life that we miss an opportunity to share God's word, to share law and gospel with anyone who needs to hear it. And let's also realize here that whenever Jesus taught law and gospel, shared law and gospel, and for that matter, whenever we also, or any believing child of God, would share law and gospel with other people, well, that's when the narrow door to heaven is open. When God's word is proclaimed, Then the Holy Spirit can work to call sinners to faith in the Savior so they can see Jesus as that narrow door, the way to eternal life. And he's called the narrow door here because it's only through faith in Jesus that there is eternal salvation. Salvation is not for everyone, meaning if people reject Jesus, they lose out on it. Now, salvation is for everyone. Jesus died for all, but it's only through faith in Jesus that people get the benefit of what Jesus did. Jesus is the narrow door, the only way to eternal salvation. The Apostle Peter said, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved." As Jesus went about his teaching, our reading tells us that there was someone who came to him and asked, "Lord, are only a few people going to be saved?" And it kind of appears that with the warnings that Jesus was giving about the coming judgment, about the trials and troubles that are a part of this life, that this individual, he started to wonder about his chances of getting to heaven, of being saved. And now this person does give us a good example when you think about it, though, because see, he had a question. He had his doubts that were in his mind, but he didn't keep his doubts and his questions to himself. He went to the right place, to Jesus, to ask his questions. And, well, of course, we can't go to Jesus directly as that man was able to do, but we can go to his word. We can look to the word of God for answers. And what we can also do is we can discuss our questions with our fellow Christians, because, well, that narrow door, it is open, and that narrow door that tells us of the way to get to heaven, well, the answers, they're there in Scripture. That's part of that narrow door that we think about. And, well, an ideal time for us to discuss the questions that we have with our fellow Christians, of course, well, that's in our Bible classes, our worship service. Well, and even think about the devotions that I share with you. You can't ask me a question right now, although you could give me a call later on. But our worship services, they're not a spot where really it's designed to be asking questions. But our Bible classes, on the other hand, there we can ask questions. Our worship service, there's a time to be built up and strengthened through word and sacrament. But Bible classes, there's the time to ask questions. And that's why I always wish we had more people in our congregation who would attend Bible classes or would go to a membership class, a Bible information class again, so that go over the truths of Scripture and be able to ask questions, be able to ask about the doubts that a person has in his mind. And let's remember that what God the Holy Spirit always wants to do is he wants to work through the Word to build us up and strengthen us in our faith in Jesus. He wants to do that right now. And see, well, that narrow door to heaven, it is opened. It is open. God has placed in front of us all kinds of opportunities for us to be built up and strengthened in our faith. And let's take advantage of as many of those opportunities as we possibly can, and know that God will bless us. He'll strengthen our faith in our Savior Jesus. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, the narrow door to heaven is open. Right in front of us are so many opportunities to grow in your grace and love. Strengthen our faith and move us to take advantage of those opportunities and to be blessed. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always, amen.